Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nilsson, Pan, Porchettino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wyckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Members, a quorum is present. Would the members on the floor and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please stand as we'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which we'll be led in a pledge by Senator Caballero.
Let us remember that we are in God's presence. The following poem is by Denise Levertov. As swimmers dare to lie face to the sky, and water bears them. As hawks rest upon air, and air sustains them. So would I learn to attain free fall and float into Creator Spirit's deep embrace, knowing no effort earns that all-surrounding grace. Creator Spirit, teach us to rest in your deep embrace with a lively confidence in your tender, compassionate grace. Amen.
Please join me as we salute our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, we're moving to privileges of the floor. We first have up Senator McGuire. From the Majority Leader's desk, Senator McGuire, are you prepared?
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 45 by Senator McGuire relative to California Grown Flower Month.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I'm pleased to be able to present SCR 45, which recognizes the month of June 2019 as California Grown Flower Month, which is on your desk. I'm not sure if you could tell. For the past half century, California's farmers have worked the Golden State's fertile soils and made us America's number one agriculture producer as well as exporter. And as many farmers like to say, if it's for breakfast, lunch or dinner, it was probably grown right here in the Golden State. And the same can be said for California's flower industry, which is dominating the force in floral in the United States. California flower growers represent 75% of all domestically grown cut flowers, meeting the strictest growing standards on the planet. Humboldt County, for example, is one of the largest flower producers in the state and is known for its ideal growing conditions for tulips, lilies, and irises. And if you are watching Jeopardy and you have a category of flowers, Arcata on the North Coast, it's the largest region of fresh-cut tulips in the U.S., and the birthplace, which makes Senator Mitchell very excited, of the legendary stargazer lily, which is one of the flowers on your desks before you. The total economic impact of California's grown flower farmers, wholesalers, and retail florists is more than $12.2 billion in 2018. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, please join us in recognizing 2019 of June, California Grown Flower Month.
Thank you. I think Senator Mitchell's on another item. I'm sorry. Any discussion or debate on this item? Seeing and hearing none, all debate has to cease. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll on this item.
Allen. Aye. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford.
Aye.
Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cheng. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Galgioni. Glazer. Aye. Grove. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Hurtado. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Jones. Aye. Leyva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Porchettino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Umberg. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Senator McGuire moves the call. Next up, members, if you, without objection, we'll move to adjourn in memory. Senator Nelson, are you prepared for your adjourn in memory? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Senator McGuire, you have introductions, I'm sorry.
No, it's all good, Mr. President, thank you so much. Mr. President, it is an honor to be able to introduce Casey Conquest. He's the CEO and ambassador of the California Cut Flower Commission. We are grateful for his partnership in bringing us the bounty of California every year. If we can please give Casey a round of applause, please. And if you wouldn't mind joining us for an official Senate photograph with your California-grown flowers.
Welcome to the California State Senate. And if we're going to do a group photo. Members, if there's no objection, we're going to move to adjourn in memory. Senator Nelson, are you prepared for your adjourn in memory? Senator, the floor is yours. Members?
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we are here today, and I'm asking that we would adjourn in the memory of Kamal Salman Yaxson. His family is in the back of the chamber here with us today. His daughter, Linda, actually campaigned for me many years ago and then worked for me. He then went and had a career working for a federal judge. But a wonderful family and a wonderful life story of an accomplished man. He was born in Lebanon. He received many scholarships, studied medicine, came to the United States in 1946, moved to Alabama. Went to a small college there in Alabama, met and married his wife, Marina. They were married for 54 years. He then got a master's degree from Vanderbilt. He discovered a certain kind of antioxidant that had a great therapeutic value. I don't know that he made millions off of it, but it was quite a discovery for a very young man. He had fellowships from Lebanon. He was a director of clinical chemistry in Gadsden, Alabama. head of curricula at the University of Alabama Extension Program. He had taught in philosophy, physiology, biochemistry at Alabama. He won grants, including to the UC Davis School of Medicine, which established the Oxon presence at that university. He had many professional assignments through the years. He was a tenured professor at Auburn, at Randolph and Macon College, associate professor of medicine at Alabama, and also then at UC Davis, an emeriti associate. He was a resident scholar at Davis in the College of Bioscience. He was a researcher. He also taught sports and sport medicine. He had a 50-year academic career, over 40 papers that he published. He has six children who are here with us today, 14 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. Let me just acknowledge his children, Linda, Randy, Lauren, Dawn, Barbara, and Joseph, who are with her today. A man who came for the American dream and became the American dream. Kamal Salman Yaxson, may we adjourn in his honor today, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Our deepest condolences to the family, and if you bring the name forward, it'll be properly memorialized. Still under privileges of the floor, Senator Umberg, are you prepared from the Majority Leader's desk?
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. We have before you today a special group to be recognized by all of us. It's the Cal State Long Beach National Championship Volleyball Team and their representatives. They came up at lunch today. They said they specifically wanted to come today because it's Senator Bill Dodd's birthday. That's why they wanted to join us today. In case you didn't know that. Yeah, there we go. So I'm especially pleased to be able to recognize Cal State Long Beach, not just because they're in our district, but because, as I mentioned, they're back-to-back NCAA men's volleyball champions. They've been to the Final Four several times in the last 4 years. This year, on May the 4th, they defeated the University of Hawaii to become the champs. In 2018, they defeated UCLA, and oh, by the way, Coach Alan Knipe was quite happy to tell me about that as a UCLA alumnus. To quote Coach Knipe, they smashed records right, left, and center, but while they did it the right way. They did it very unselfishly. They did it with hard work and grit. They brought all their teammates along and did it together. So with us today representing Long Beach Volleyball are student-athlete Carlos Daniel Rivera-Vega. Carlos, right here with the 2019 trophy. And Carlos is originally from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and also another player, Alexander Nicholas Anastasiades. How was that there, Senator Board? Just did I do that correctly? As well as assistant coach Nick McRae. You may know his father, Bruce McRae. Also Andy Fee, athletic director. Director of Community and Governmental Relations, Ricky McManus, and Christopher Reese, Associate Vice President. Ladies and gentlemen, Also, Senator Morlock, an alumnus, I think, wants to join us here in recognizing the Cal State Long Beach NCAA champion times two. Thank you all.
Thank you.
So, here we get some pictures.
On behalf of the California State Senate, we say congratulations to the men's volleyball NC2A champions. Once again, congratulations to the NC2A champions from Cal State, Long Beach. And though it's already been mentioned, let's also do a special Senate congratulations, a happy birthday to Senator Dodd. Let's wish him a happy birthday to my colleague, Senator Dodd. Senator Mitchell.
Privileges of the floor, Mr. President.
Without objection.
Thank you very much. Well, colleagues, we've recognized one sort of flower. I want to draw your attention to the gallery to a sea of roses in their beautiful red. If the women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated would please stand. You all see these beautiful women in there. In their crimson and cream. All over your districts, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated was established at Howard University, a historically black college back. Now, you know my staff is about to get me beat down. It says established in 2013. That is hardly the truth. What year were you all established, ladies? 1913. There we have it. Again, as we've acknowledged members of Greek letter organizations on this floor, you know that they are professional women who carry a platform that focuses on the critical needs of our communities. They're all college-educated women, and they are in your districts across this state. Now, I'm going to embarrass my colleague from Pasadena, who he says, but the Pasadena chapter has given him the dubious title of a Melta, which I guess is a male Delta. I don't know, Sarars, if that's even a real thing. Yeah, they're shaking their head no. But colleagues, please join me in welcoming the fine women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated to the red carpet today. This is where they belong.
Since you brought me into it, I make it.
Senator Portantino, for what purpose?
I rise also to commend and celebrate with the Deltas. Yesterday in my district, the Pasadena chapter had its white linen affair to benefit the Delta Foundation. And so I am proud to represent the Pasadena chapter of the Deltas and was celebrating with them as the Melta. By the way, they gave me that title. I didn't give it to myself. So just welcome, ladies, and thank you for being the Deltas.
And members, if I could add my voice, I would like to extend a special recognition to Tracy Atkins, the Far West Regional Director from Arizona, Alina Bridges, the National Social Action, and Cheryl Gulley, the co-coordinator of this event. So welcome on behalf of the California State Senate to your Senate. Welcome, ladies of Delta Sigma Theta. Mr. McGuire, for what purpose? Okay. Members, next, messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports from committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions and resolution notices. This is the time to remove any item from consent calendar. Is there any items to be removed? Seeing none, okay. Consideration of the daily file, second reading file, items 1-4. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 781 with amendments, 565 with amendments, 1063 with amendments, and Assembly Bill 851.
All right, members, Senate third reading has been dispensed with. Assembly third readings, item 21. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly concurrent resolution 81 by Assemblymember Gibson relative to California Fishing and Boating Week.
Senator McGuire.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. I'm pleased to be able to rise today to present ACR 81 by Assemblymember Gibson. I appreciate all of his hard work. It's going to declare the week of June 1st through the 19th as California Fishing and Boating Weeks. Recreational boating is vital to the California economy with an annual impact of $13 billion, along with 41,000 jobs. Sport fishing, Mr. President, it's also vital to tourism economy here in California, with over 2 million anglers spending $2.9 billion for fishing. Anglers and boaters are stewards of the environment, contributed $1.6 billion in excise taxes annually to the Federal Sport Fish Restoration and Boating Trust Fund. This resolution recognizes the benefits the state of California gains from our thriving recreational fishing and recreational boating industry, in addition to flowers as well. Would respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any further discussion or debate on this item? Seeing none, Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cheng. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Grove. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Hurtado, aye. Jackson, aye. Jones, aye. Leva, aye. McGuire, aye. Mitchell, aye. Monning, aye. Morlock, aye. Morrell, aye. Nilsson, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Rubio, Skinner, aye. Stern, aye. Stone, Umberg, aye. Wachowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk. Aye.
Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Hueso. Rubio. Stone.
Senator McGuire moves the call. Members, we're going to lift a call on item 10. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Galgioni. Aye. Hueso. Rubio. Stone.
Ayes 35, no 0. The measure passes. Next, members, we're going to lift a call on item 21. Mr. Secretary, please call the absent members.
Hueso, Rubio, Stone.
Ayes 35, no 0. The measure passes. Members, we're going to return back to motions and resolutions. This is a time for adjournment memories. We have Any adjourned memories? Senator Umberg, are you prepared?
Under motions and resolutions, Mr. President?
Yes.
Under motions and resolutions, Mr. President, please move AB 1752 and AB 1829 to the inactive file at the request of the authors. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you. Any additional motions or resolutions? Seeing, hearing none. And I thought we had adjourned a memory. No. Yes. Senator Umberg, is this your adjourned memory?
It is my adjourned memory.
When you're ready, from your day.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Today I ask that we adjourn in memory of David Houston Lee. Mr. Lee was born on May 6, 1925 in Muskogee, Oklahoma. He served our nation for a number of years, including many years during World War II. Sadly, but maybe appropriately, Mr. Lee is 94 years old and died on Memorial Day. He and his wife formed a lifelong partnership, joined by their children. He would play a hymn and his wife would sing along in the vocals. He was a salesperson and a significant contributor to our community. He left a distinct impact on each and every individual he crossed, including upon me. Colleagues, I respectfully ask that we rise and adjourn today in memory of David Houston Lee. Thank you.
On behalf of the Senate, we're going to extend our deepest condolences, and Senator Umberg, if you bring the name forward so it can be properly memorialized. Thank you. Members, any additional adjourn in memories? Seeing none, any additional activity? That being the case, if there's no further business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Thank you, Mr. President. And, you know, in honor of our colleague's birthday from Napa, our conference committee worked very hard over the weekend. While he was celebrating his birthday, we were making sure that he could enjoy his birthday. I don't think I say it enough, and I don't think we can say it enough, particularly our appreciation to our conference committee conferees. Your diligent work. Has gotten us to a very good place for all Californians. Having said that, we will reconvene on Thursday. Right now, the time is scheduled for 9 a.m. I believe our budget documents went into print, but there is a time issue. But I will let you know, but be prepared to be here at 9 a.m. on Thursday unless you hear otherwise. Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time an adjournment motion will be. I'm sorry, Senator Dodd, my apologies.
Yes, under announcements, I'd like to announce that the Select Committee on Wildfires and Climate Change will meet immediately upon, well, actually, it'll be at 3 p.m. today. We'll be meeting at 3 p.m. today in room 112.
Duly noted. Any further announcements? All right. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time an adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene Thursday morning at 9 a.m. This concludes our business for this afternoon.